Opinion polls show Golden Dawn soaking up between 6 to 7% of the Greek vote, coming in third behind the country's conservatives and the ruling hard-left party of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The gains may not match the thriving strides of far-right parties in other countries, including France, Italy, and Spain. But Golden Dawn's support remains remarkable and a force to be reckoned with, critics say. Not only does it continue to face a boycott by Greek media, it is also on trial for operating like a criminal organization after one of its members stabbed to death a leftist rapper, sparking an unprecedented state campaign to outlaw Golden Dawn. A total of 69 members of the party, including its leader and top lawmakers, have been indicted in connection with the criminal charges. And yet these leaders have been released from custody because the trial, which was expected to take only a few months, has dragged on for more than 6 years. Many blame what they call Greece's dysfunctional justice system. Others suggest the ruling hard-left government is silently keeping Golden Dawn alive, helping it collect hard-right protest votes that would otherwise go to its biggest opponent, the conservative New Democracy Party. Either way, party members tell me Golden Dawn has reformed and matured, as they put it. That's shorthand for no longer openly recruiting hit squads to wage attacks across Athens and other cities, targeting migrants, gays, and leftist voters. Instead, they have lent tacit support to other fringe far-right groupings operating independently across the country. Yet as far-right parties across the EU have moved in recent years to rapidly exploit an unprecedented refugee crisis, stoking anxiety over migration, Golden Dawn has failed to capitalize on that. It has instead rebranded and reformed, ditching its traditional garb of pitch-black T-shirts and stiff-armed Nazi salutes. What's more, it has claimed a more public role in politics recently, capitalizing on a potent nationalist issue that has angered the country. The government's agreement to relinquish exclusive use of the name Macedonia, allowing the country's northern neighbor to win entry to NATO. Many Greeks consider the government's stance a national sellout, and several parties have been using the so-called Macedonia affair as a key campaign issue. Rising tensions with Turkey, Greece's age-old foe, have also proved fertile for Golden Dawn. And all of this as the rate of hate crimes soar, with attacks motivated by race, national origin, and skin color having tripled in the last years. While Golden Dawn has never had a monopoly on far-right violence and racist vigilantism, there is no doubt, experts say, that the reactionary grouping has tilled the soil for others carrying out the attacks. And with a Golden Dawn trial expected to finally conclude this year, many here fear the violent party may eventually be let off the hook, allowing it to thrive even further. Anthika Rasavadi, W, Athens.